Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen.
Do you have a bucket list? Do you have a list of places you want to go, things you want to see, or other things that you may want to accomplish before leaving this world for the next? Maybe you'd like to see Egypt's pyramids, walk on the Great Wall of China, or gaze at the Northern Lights. Perhaps you'd like to learn how to play an instrument, speak a new language, or even try an extreme sport. With so many different amazing things to do in this world, a person could easily compile a bucket list with hundreds of ideas. Yet, in our gospel reading today, we were introduced to a man who has only one thing on his bucket list. One thing that he knows must be accomplished before he leaves this world for the next. The man's name is Simeon, and he's described as a righteous and devout man filled with the Holy Ghost who was waiting for the consolation of Israel. So that's the one thing on Simeon's bucket list, to see the consolation of Israel, to see the promised Messiah. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he'd seen the Lord's Christ. Isn't it interesting to consider, some 2,000 years later, the church still sets this day apart to remember the events that took place so long ago? For us, from our perspective, this might feel like just another Sunday. But if we consider Christ's presentation at the temple from Simeon's perspective, from the perspective of a man who had just put an X in the box next to the single thing on his bucket list, well, then we may begin to understand the significance of this day in salvation history. To see things from Simeon's perspective, we need to step back in time. And we need to remember what the Old Testament tells us concerning the way God dwelt among his chosen people. In the book of Exodus, we learn that after God freed the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, he comforted them with his constant protective presence by dwelling among them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Again, later, when Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem, you'll remember that God's holy presence dwelt in the most holy place. Yet in the time of the Babylonian captivity, because of the continued false, idolatrous worship of the people, the prophet Ezekiel saw the glory of God depart from the temple. That temple was looted and destroyed by the Babylonians, and a second temple was built in its place. But God never dwelt in that temple as he had in the first. And you can be sure that people like Simeon wept at his absence. Without God's holy presence among them, the Israelites were a people walking in darkness. They were a nation living in the land of the shadow of death. But in the day of Christ's presentation at the temple, the people walking in darkness had seen a great light. For on that day, the God of heaven and earth, he returned to his holy temple. The Word who was with God in the beginning, the Word who was God in the beginning, was carried in human flesh into his own house in the arms of Mary and Joseph. Our Savior Christ was carried into his temple, and the glory of God filled his house as it never had before. Now, earlier that day, Simeon, he was led by the Spirit to the temple. In some miraculous way, God had revealed to him that at last he would see the Lord's Christ. Can you picture him there waiting? Can you imagine how Simeon must have felt as he sat there knowing that today was the day? Today was the day that his one and only lifelong desire would be fulfilled. As Mary and Joseph entered the temple with the Christ child, All the years of waiting were finally over. Now, it wouldn't have been easy to recognize the 40-day-old Christ child as God in human flesh, the promised Messiah. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, Simeon recognized him. The Bible tells us that Simeon took him up in his arms. Imagine that. Simeon took God up in his arms and blessed him and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." When we read this gospel passage carefully and prayerfully and look to Simeon as a biblical example intended for our benefit, I believe we recognize several parallels between Christ's presentation at the temple and the events of this Sunday morning. Our gospel passage indicates that Simeon was led by the Spirit into the temple. In a way unknown to us, God brought Simeon to the temple that day. So the first parallel I would ask you to consider is this. Who brought you here today? By whose command did the sun rise this morning? By whose providence were you given life and breath and everything? By whose grace were you led once again to this place, the Lord's holy temple? I'm convinced that God brought each and every one of us here today. And as it was for Simeon, I know that he had a reason. St. Luke tells us that Simeon was a righteous and devout man. And as you may know, or as I said earlier, it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he'd seen the Lord's Christ. So keep those facts in mind, okay? Simeon was righteous and devout, and God had promised to reveal Christ to him before his death. And then consider this parallel, this promise that we find from Christ in the gospel according to St. John. It was there that Jesus said, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." God's promise to the righteous and devout man named Simeon is God's promise to us. By living righteously, by keeping his commandments, we manifest our love for God, and God promises to love and reveal himself to those who love and seek him. God brought Simeon to the temple that day so that he could reveal Christ to him. And God brought you and I here this morning for the same reason. Yet, as I said earlier, it wouldn't have been easy to recognize the 40-day-old Christ child as God in human flesh. That's possible only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just imagine how many people were in the temple that day who saw Christ but failed to recognize him. They saw the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, and the incarnate Son of God, but may have only recognized them as a peasant woman, her husband, and a newborn babe. Many people in the temple that day saw Christ, but they failed to recognize him. And apart from the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, we will not recognize God with us today. Apart from the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, we will not recognize God in us today. Simeon lived among a people who would have said, That's just a baby boy. And we live in a culture that says to us, that's just bread and wine. But what does God say? And who do you believe? God said to Simeon, this is the Lord's Christ. And Christ says to us, this is my body. This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Simeon believed God. And in doing so, Simeon said goodbye to this world. Remember the words that he spoke as he held Christ in his arms. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. How small and insufficient must the treasures of this world look to one who has held Christ in his arms, who's fixed his gaze on God's salvation. How small and insufficient must the treasures of this world look to us who've held Christ in our hands, who've received him into our bodies, who've fixed our hearts, our souls, and our minds on God's salvation. In a world where people fill their bucket lists with places they want to go, things they want to accomplish, or once-in-a-lifetime experiences that they would love to participate in before leaving this world for the next, may we, by the grace of God, be a people who set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And may we, like Simeon, continually be led by the Holy Spirit to this place, the Lord's holy temple, where we may see God, hold him in our hands, receive him into our bodies, and then go in peace to love and serve the Lord. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.